The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, it's a time of economic uncertainty, folks. We want you to call our friends at Lear Capital. If you've been interested in investing in gold, silver, and other metals, you give them a call at 1-800-430-2919. Diversify. Learn about how you can diversify your accounts today. And with our friends at Lear, 1-800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. This is Jordan Seculo. I don't have any documents.
This is Logan Seculo. I have plenty. I got ad reads. I got ad reads that are out of date. Folks, I have ones that are talking about Christmas in here.
Be serious here.
What'd you say?
I take classified documents very seriously, and I have none.
Yeah. No, I've never even seen one.
Pictures.
I've seen pictures of them strewn about. I mean, that looks like the back of my car when you see like the picture of...
except for there's no files that say...
Yeah, or as Lindsey Graham said, I don't think there's anything in my house except for lots of Chick-fil-A wrappers, which you said did bring up
bags,
a couple
too.
Of bags. So sandwiches. He's a sandwich man.
My visual went to a hoarder.
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
He's like a single guy with a dirty house.
Yeah. I mean, I like Lindsey Graham, which I know is a controversial statement
comment.
To say, just to begin with.
He's funny.
I know, I like him. He's old school politics that I kind of still love.
There's not many left.
I know. I don't know if we should lead with our like of Lindsey Graham. I feel like a lot of people are going.
Well, I mean, he's
been very supportive of our work.
You know, our audience doesn't love Mike Pence.
No, and Mike Pence was found to have. Now, did he find these docs? Someone found them? Did they search him?
He did not find them.
But he sent someone to find them.
He did send.
It wasn't an FBI thing.
For some reason. Between his statements, can we play the statement? Because this is what he was saying when Trump and Biden, when the special counsel got appointed.
So this is a bit ago. This is like a few
weeks. I mean, this is all happening.
It says
like
the 13th.
Yeah, 2 weeks this has all happened. Take a listen to Mike Pence 2 weeks ago.
As a former vice president of the United States, I can speak from personal experience about the attention that ought to be paid to those materials when you're in office. And after you leave office, and clearly that did not take place in this case.
You know, that's tough words just to lead with, knowing that there's a chance that you don't.
So something happened these 2 weeks. He had his attorneys go to his private home, so not an office, not a storage facility, but in his house, go through his documents and found 12 classified documents. This just broke a couple hours ago, halfway through our radio broadcast. And... you know, his attorneys are trying to say what Biden's attorneys tried to say too, which is, this is everything. We called the DOJ. We handed it over. Now, here's the issue with Mike Pence. There's going to be the FBI at his house.
Yeah.
They're going to do a 13-hour search.
I'm sorry. Just the actual quote from Lindsey Graham is, if you come to my house, you'll find Chick-fil-A bags all over the floor.
All over. It was like
I don't know why it's so specific.
Yeah.
Like they're everywhere. They overrun my home. I can't escape them.
Yeah, I feel like it's like my toddler went in there.
Yeah, yeah.
With like 100 Chick-fil-A bags.
Yeah.
If I think like bags everywhere,
yeah,
it's over 50.
He's like, but the toys there are terrible.
We said that.
They're the worst.
So you get like a Dobson Jr. card.
Yeah. Oh, you get Ryan Dobson?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You're like a what Russell Moore.
I think we're Facebook friends. So, if Ryan, if you're watching.
No, it's just funny. You get like a Russell Moore. You get like a... you might get a Jay Sekulow.
Oh, like a Russell Moore trading card?
Yeah. Jay Sekulow. You can throw it there.
Yeah. You can... Hey, they put out Jay Sekulow trading cards during the 2020 election. Yeah. I have a whole... If you've sold them on eBay, likely I bought them because I wanted like all of the kids and grandkids to have the limited edition Jay Sekulow cards. I need to get him to sign them. He is very weird about signing autographs for me. I don't know if he thinks I flip them. Yeah, you know, and selling them. But he's always like, this is weird. I'm like, well, don't you want your grandkids, like great-grandkids, to have like your books signed? Like, that's something that would be nice. And he's like, this is, every time I get like, this is weird, this is uncomfortable. So a lot of times I'll just say like, this is for someone else. Will you sign this?
Oh, you are pocketing it.
Then I keep it to the side, and one day I'll make
a
fortune.
So it's not personalized?
No.
For reselling.
Yeah, exactly. Just, I'm like an eBay person. I tell him like to put like to Steve, and you know, Steve, you can put like for freedom, you can change it. And there's all these in the autograph world, there's all of these different
things. There's tricks.
Oh yeah. Like
so Steve is one, do you?
No, not only Steve, maybe Tim, because then you can change it into Jim. Team or something. Like there's a way of like you're getting like a football player to sign something if they make it personalized. We're off topic. Let's move back on. Mike Pence.
So Pence. He came out,
Mike Pence.
He supported the special counsel being appointed. Now he's probably going to have his own special counsel.
Yeah, everybody.
So everybody's got – listen, I say what you will about any of these guys. You can say about Trump. You can go to Biden. You can say Pitts. These are all absurd. This shouldn't be the end of the world criminal. This should be a civil dispute, especially when you're talking about leaders at the executive level. And unless you find any wrongdoing, like trading on or utilizing classified information to make money or selling it to adversaries – then if it's just about the paper being in the wrong place and they come to you, which every one of them did, including Trump, and said, like, let's work on this. It's locked. You want us to put a different lock? Sure, we'll put a different lock. Put a camera on it. That this should be able to be done without special counsels, grand juries, and it shouldn't be a criminal law matter.
Yeah. And I think
when
a lot
it's criminal,
feel
it's when
way.
You're using it, selling it to adversaries or selling improperly use of it. It's not just – yes, if you are a low-level staffer and you're taking these home, that's one thing. But we just heard Mike Pompeo, right? He was on Fox. His new book is out today. And he's, of course, on the ACLJ team.
Yeah.
And he said that's his home was a place you could have classified documents. It was considered a secured space.
Maybe because of the amount of security he had.
Yes, but that was interesting. I haven't heard anybody yet say, like, their private home.
Yeah, because if he had it, you would assume a president and a vice president.
Well, definitely
had,
those residences.
I'm saying they likely
what
they
I
had
thought
Secret
was
Service.
About Pompeo was that this was more like his house.
Yeah,
his house was a secured facility for classified documents, at least while he was, say, Director and Secretary of State. So, some grace there, but they love jumping on each other. Biden jumped on Trump. Pence jumped on Trump to a bit. He wasn't. He was kind of saying, if you're going to do that to Trump, you have to do that to Biden. But you know, he's definitely tried to use it to differentiate himself. I'm not the chaos guy. I'm different. You know, there's not a little love lost there.
Yeah. I think, they should be watching what they're saying before, because I do think there is that option of just saying all of this is ridiculous. So we're now just going to say it doesn't matter for all of them. It doesn't matter if you're the president, the vice president. We've always said this was a document dispute, maybe.
With the National Archives.
Yeah. There wasn't as big a deal as people made it. However, now that it's kind of going, it does feel like it's being politicized. You also feel like there's probably some – because a lot of these are people who are 2020 – all of them so far.
Yep.
Trump, Biden, and Pence are 2024
people
contenders.
Yeah.
You do go, okay, so there's some politics behind this that is causing them all to make these decisions, to search their own properties, to out themselves in some ways, to say we found this before the FBI steps in. This is all happening intentionally. We all know the wires behind the scenes of Washington, D.C. and of politics in general, especially heading into a presidential election, especially one that will – look, regardless, there hasn't been a – it won't be a landslide because there are no landslides anymore. So you know it's going to be a tight election. And you have right now President Trump and Vice President Pence both with similar issues and Joe Biden with similar issues. But you have President Trump and Pence are what, number one and number three in most of the polls.
Yeah,
it's a significant drop.
It is a huge
Pence.
Drop between Trump, DeSantis, Pence.
It's like
Pence is the only one that's
eight.
Close to 10%, like close to double digits. Even.
Yeah, and 2 years out at under 10% or around 10%,
doesn't matter.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I listen. I don't.
He'd be on the debate stage.
You're in the conversation.
He'd be on the main debate stage.
Yeah, because you're talking about people. I mean, if you think about the original Obama number, some of those, they was coming in 1%, 2%, 3%. They worked their way up.
Oh, yeah, you can. And Joe Biden ran three times.
And a lot of times about spiking at the right time.
Think about Biden. He's run three times to be president. Lost twice horrendously.
Yeah.
And yet stuck with it and eventually
got
the numbers.
And look what he got.
And look where he is today. But I think, again, I take a higher ground position on this. I've taken it the entire time. which is this is all absurd. But you reap what you sow. Joe Biden sowed this by having a raid on Donald Trump's house. And who's the one laughing at the end of the day, I think? Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Because who looks like the least intentionally wrong is the former president a few months after he's out of office.
Former president a few months after in a very contested election who we at least
rushed
know.
Out of the White House pretty quickly because we...
However you feel about it.
It wasn't finalized until it was finalized.
Right. He didn't probably move out until he had to.
Yeah, I mean...
I remember them saying we started the process and it was like a week before, not even...
Mid-January.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, a week before the inauguration.
When he kind of put out that statement saying, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave, but, you know, not happily.
A peaceful transition. Right. I think he said peaceful transition.
I don't know if he said that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good statement they put out then.
I can't remember. It's been so... That feels like a lifetime ago at this point.
Pretty long time ago.
2 years?
Yeah, I mean, politics.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
It's been a long 2 years with COVID and this. And listen, I think... If Mike Pence had never said anything about this, I'd be much more defensive of the whole thing and say this is absurd. I think, again, you kind of reap what you sow when you jump on people for this when we now know that
– Everybody's going to look like George Santos by the end of it.
Just
– I meant lying. I didn't mean –
bragging.
I didn't mean him as
stealing
like –
stealing from veterans.
I didn't mean that way. I just meant some lies.
I don't even know if that's true. I mean, the drag thing he admitted to, but I don't know about the stealing from veterans.
Did he admit to it? I think he just said, you know, some of us like to have fun.
He likes to party.
Yeah. Which, I mean,
in the Trump world, I don't even know if he's...
I feel like I see a George Santos everywhere I go now. Like, I feel like people are, like, taking fashion tips from him. They're looking like him. Whatever they are. There's another George Santos. Was it Peter Frampton the other night? Like, is George Santos in line for Peter Frampton?
Like, the Peterson group has now gone Santos?
Yeah, like, now they're doing... Kind of what you're wearing, but add a coat on top of that.
And a tie.
And then maybe not even a button-down shirt. Like some sort of – it almost looks priestly. Not Jason Priestley. Like priestly like,
oh, like a religious
leader. Like it looks almost like he's wearing a collar.
Yeah.
And then there's a sweater. And then there's a coat.
It's a lot.
And the glasses. And the potential Judaism. No
His
one knows.
His statement about admitting to it was saying he was young and had fun. He said – I was in drag. I was not a drag queen.
Okay. I mean, if it was one picture one time.
It was Halloween. A lot of us have dressed like women for Halloween, or men. I don't think I actually ever have. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I don't think I've ever dressed like a woman for Halloween.
I'm not a...
Now I'm going to say this, and the pictures are going to come out. And they're going to be like, there he is. Marge Simpson.
This is your classified document scandal.
Exactly.
I mean, Logan was once dressed as it was a Star Wars character. You couldn't tell it was a man or woman, but if you read the books, it's actually a woman.
Yeah. When I did it, it was a non-binary Kowaki and monkey lizard.
Go.
However, if you read the books, clearly I was a woman, but it's fine. Yeah, I just threw out Kowaki and monkey lizard. By the way, no one even reacted.
What's the girl in Star Wars? Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren is not a girl from Star Wars. That's
What's the female?
Rey.
Ray
from the most recent. No, I've never dressed like Ray. My children have.
How about Princess Leia, Logan? You've been Princess Leia?
No, I have worn Elsa. what do you call the head tails?
Oh.
Looking for you for the answer.
Okay, I feel like that's an alien.
Yeah. But they're more, I feel like more women have, you feel like you see more women in the Star Wars universe with the head tails.
It's about the only women you see.
They're called like, not monstrels. They're called something.
Do you see a lot of other women in that universe?
No, there's not many. Now there is. Now, you know.
Yeah, the nerd culture's
Yeah, it's much different than it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was not that at all.
No.
But no. So
nerd
no.
culture was not
was not cool.
No.
No. But George Santos, don't know how we got here. George Santos, who knows?
I don't think he has any documents because he's only been in Congress for like a week. But who knows?
I mean, he doesn't have documents. He's got secrets.
Well, they all do.
Yeah.
I mean, all these politicians, God. They're all unique, interesting.
Look, to me, it's like the Stephen Crowder Daily Wire debate, the whole thing. There's something about it because it doesn't affect me personally at all find it very entertaining. Like, I find myself down a rabbit hole of watching every bit of content. It's like me and Oasis. I'm not connected to it. However, I find it just the feuds, I love them. Like, maybe it's the pro wrestler in me that loves. Like, just this chaos. Because now there's more from Crowder, and it's this whole thing, and I just love it. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Infighting. People don't like the infighting.
Well, I don't say it's like, he just, like, if you get an offer that you don't want to accept, you don't have to, like, rip someone apart.
No.
You know what I mean?
His whole thing is like a moral, But don't take a moral high ground of saying they're doing this to other people. Then they're saying, "Well, you."
Hey, but they were offering him decent money.
Yeah, and really, if you watch all of it, it's clear that Crowder is starting his own competitor to the Daily Wire. So I don't know
who will be his Jordan.
It's like the M&M's thing. Why are we falling for this?
Psychiatrist? Can we go find to be like the next?
Ooh, a Canadian psychiatrist, another Peterson. I know. I'm trying to think.
I don't think I know any others.
Mr. Wizard, he's still alive? I feel like he was Canadian.
Like with cool outfits.
Mr. Wizard's still alive? I don't think so. Probably not. He couldn't be. He was very old then. You remember Mr. Wizard? Mr. Wizard was like he's like pre-Bill Nye. Like there was a guy, he kind of yelled at kids. No, I am just getting blank stares from Mr. Wizard. None of you know Mr. Wizard.
No one knows Mr. Wizard. Logan.
What the heck? No one knows Mr. Wizard.
This is something you saw at like school?
He died in 2007. He's not that. He wasn't that bad. He was 90.
He's Canadian?
No, he's from Minnesota. So it felt Canadian.
Canadian light.
Yeah. Minnesotans, Wisconsin, like that whole area has like a, it's just got a cold flair.
The northern part of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're on the line, right?
Pretty close.
He had something to do with Reagan.
But I've never heard of that.
Mr. Wizard would introduce spokesperson Ronald Reagan and his family to the viewing audience. Some episodes he would appear with Reagan, demonstrate to the audience, this was in the 50s, how General Electric was helping people to live better.
How do you know about this?
he was propaganda.
He was a corporate shill.
He was a Dr. Wizard. He was Mr. Wizard. He didn't claim. Mr. Wizard had, there was a TV show when we were kids.
Sponsored by GE?
Probably. Monsanto, probably as well.
That's it.
It was on Nickelodeon, Mr. Wizard's World. Gosh, he looked elderly then. All right, I'm going to move on from Mr. Wizard. If you remember Mr. Wizard, put the comments in. But I wish he could have gone to, the Daily Wire Plus.
I'd like to get people's thoughts about this whole, do they think this is, ridiculous, the whole classified documents? Do they think that we're, again, I'm not saying it's not serious. You don't want these documents floating around. That's fine. I get that. But I feel like you can have a dispute over them civilly in court. Like, if you really think that, like Trump said, he thought these were his.
Yeah.
You could have that without a criminal, without an FBI raid. The FBI could go secure it. You could – a lot of times, if you tell – it's like they'll do what they did with Biden. They would go pick it up. But, see, the thing with Pence is that if they're following their playbook, he might not get a raid.
Yeah.
But he's going to have a bunch of FBI agents at his house.
To me, this is Carmel,
Indiana.
Yeah, this very well could be the end of any of these, in the sense of the public stopping caring.
Because if Mike Pence is implicated, it's like, okay.
Okay, they kind of said on CNN, we were making fun of the fact they kept using the spillage term. Well, it's starting to become true. And we said that early on, that the likelihood of a lot of presidents and vice, that's what I'm saying,
all the time. Yeah.
Vice president and president having these documents is incredibly high. Just likely, over the course of the years you were there, a lot of paper floating around. I feel like too much paper for the 2023s.
Because some of it, it's they don't digitize all that because of security concerns, and then
so they don't digit. Well,
not all of it.
What, are they on a typewriter?
So some of it's notes. So here's the thing: if you are taking notes on a document that's top secret, those notes are also.
Oh, that's right. Some are handwritten little.
Yeah,
jaunts.
Because a lot of this, we're talking about the highest levels. We're talking about information coming from. Spies, whatever you want to call them, double agents, people who will be killed if, we would prosecute them and execute them as well.
All right.
If you found spies in your own country, sometimes you trade them, sometimes, but you'd put their life in danger. So that's a lot of it, too, is not just putting U.S. national security in danger, but actual people, human beings.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I take more seriously about. It's not some 1980s Cold War thing, but if that guy is still helping us in Russia, and is still an asset.
Some of those Biden documents were from when he was senator,
which could have been since 1972.
Yeah, and at the newest, it's about that. Almost 20 years, right? I mean, when is the first Biden or first Trump or first Obama? 2011? No, 2008.
Yeah.
You just said a lot of names, and it confused.
Are you talking, when did Obama come to office?
When did he leave the Senate?
Would he leave the Senate?
Yeah, 2008. 2008. Yeah, so, I mean, that's been, 13 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking about documents that are, some of them could be, they're minimum 13 years old.
Yeah.
And a maximum 50.
Maximum 50.
Yeah.
I think, again.
Which is how fast he can drive.
You think he's a.
Maximum 50.
Even in that Corvette. I wouldn't want to ride with him.
Just think of the old people you're behind. That's all I was thinking of.
Yeah, I don't. I take like the Trump approach. You get to that certain level, just don't even drive.
If they're going to take away your license, you maybe shouldn't be the president.
Well, just also you should be too busy.
Oh, to drive yourself
ever for like you know you should always just and then take advantage of being president, and former president. Let them drive you.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's why you get the autonomous vehicle.
Yeah. Okay, I'm scared of this.
I just don't trust myself that much. I think you trust yourself a lot more than I trust me. Like I trust a computer often more than I trust my own reflexes.
No, it's the other people, actually. It's not what's the computer. It's the other...
got all the cameras and the sensors.
Yeah, but I could utilize all that myself right now, and still I could keep my eyes open for the crazy guy.
True.
Yeah, you know, the 100-mile-per-hour motorcycle going in between you. That
I don't know. I was fully convinced there was a person on the side of the road when I was leaving a concert last night, and I found out, no, it was just a stick with a sweater on it.
This is with your glasses on?
Everyone in the car was like, oh, this person, should we help this person? Like, this was late at night, and I was it's cold. Like, we thought it was someone who was homeless on the side of the road. Like, what do we do? And as we approached I realized,
no,
this is like a... This is a
hatchet hitchhiker.
This is a scarecrow, you know? This is not even a... This is not a human.
So it was a scarecrow?
It brought me great relief. No, I meant like, it was just like a... It was like a person who was homeless had put a jacket on a pole.
You know someone was lurking in the bushes hoping you would get out to help the stick with the sweater.
Yeah. The it's hitchhiker. Like in Fortnite when the people drop all the loot.
Yeah.
And smash, then when you smash, go get smash. The when you go get the loot, they're just bam, snipe you and you're done.
Smash,
it's
smash.
It's a trick.
Smash.
And that's what Riker always goes, my son, he's like, don't do it. You shouldn't be that much gold loot in one spot.
Oh, there's a hitchhiker waiting for you?
There's a hitchhiker with a shot with a sniper rifle ready to take you down. We're gonna talk about the Oscars here in a second, because the Oscar nominations came out because what?
When you said that, I bet if we don't say it right, our numbers might just...
No, we're going to talk about it because there actually
also,
is some
I'm
interesting
throw this out too,
movement.
Before we hit that. We're trying to get more into UFC. If you'd like that on a show, put it in the comments.
UFC, you know, mixed martial arts fighting.
Bring in some more of those guys, maybe interview them. And
yeah.
We're kind of figuring out what to
it's
add guest-wise.
It's kind of the last non-woke sport, really, in the sense.
Yes.
Where they are... A lot of them are very loudmouth conservatives.
I was always more of like a boxing guy. It's taken me some time to get it because I really like boxing, but there's not as much. There's not
a ton. Yeah, they've taken over. So
yeah.
Oh, UFC, though. Is it owned by Ari Emanuel? Maybe. That'd be the only thing. You have to look that up.
Oh, Dana sold it?
Dana runs it, like he doesn't own it. Endeavor, who I think was William Morris, which is owned by Ari Emanuel.
Are you talking about the huge...
Yeah, they're like a huge agency. They then have.
I know a lot of people. I know some people here that work for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a gigantic industry, and they're owned.
Yeah, he's the CEO, Ari Emanuel.
Ari is
of the holding company
of Endeavor.
The company.
Yeah, people are shaking their heads.
He's allowed it to be like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think they care. That's why I said when the WWE was up for sale, that was actually who I hoped the new buyer would be, because they still have Dana in there as controversial as Dana is right now. And in exclusively on Rumble. You can find him there with Power Slap. Did you watch Power Slap?
Yes.
It's pretty brutal.
It's way more brutal than you think.
It's because I've only watched the slapping on like
amazing what somebody could do with a slap.
I've seen like an Instagram video where you flip it and you're like, oh, look, they knocked him out. Whoa, baby. Ooh, you watch some of Power
flying.
Slap. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't
they
know where
back.
They are.
No.
With one slap. And you watch like a UFC fight where they're bloodied and beaten and nose broken and eyes, you know, and they're more.
It's a different kind of fighting, different kind of training.
But you're not taking that brutal. I mean, a lot of these slap guys, too, are not necessarily training. They're like massive and, you know what I mean? They don't seem as like the athletic level is different.
Oh, yeah. It's strength.
Like the UFC guys train for 6 months for a fight, right?
Typically, they're doing, if they've made it to the UFC, they're doing two or maybe three, usually 1 to 3 fights a year.
They actually say it's better on your brain than boxing.
UFC?
You don't take as many.
I would imagine so. You don't take as many head shots. For a lot of these guys.
Most of the time it ends up on the ground.
That's what I actually say bare knuckle fighting, which is not even legal in most of the states, but it's becoming a thing.
That was.
It got purchased by, who bought bare knuckle? Fight.
That brand?
Yeah. Triller purchased bare knuckle.
Who's Triller?
Triller is another company. They purchased it, and what they claim, or from what I allegedly,
that's safer also.
Is that it's actually safer because there's a lot less punches. You get knocked out. Pretty quick. It's also
you take
so
a couple
bloody.
Actual punches
it is
to your
so
head.
Bloody because there's no gloves. So when there's no gloves, no padding.
Yeah,
just tape
those spots on your face that open up quick, like right above your eyebrow.
Yeah,
and it's less repeated blunt force trauma to the head.
Most matches are under 2 minutes.
So it's kind of like some of the UFC stuff.
I just threw that number out. I could be completely wrong about 2 minutes, but they're very fast. All right. Well, we're going to talk about the Oscars, but before we talk about that, because the noms came out, and look, there's some interesting things there. Some very non-Academy Award nominations, maybe trying to reach out to, I don't know, people who actually go see movies. Good, so we're going to talk about that coming up. But while we're talking about Oscar gold, first we got to talk about gold at Lear Capital. That's right. You've heard us talk about it since we launched. Our friends at Lear Capital, you got to call them today. Give them a call, 800-430-2919. Get your free kit. Learn about investing in gold. Learn about investing in silver. Learn about taking a little bit, putting it there, a little bit, putting it there. There's a lot of different ways you can diversify your portfolio. There are ways you can utilize your retirement. And they're the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. Give them a call today, 800-430-2919. Again, Lear Capital, they're an American-owned company, and they're proud to do business with podcasts like ours. So we want to thank everyone at Lear Capital for their support over the last few months. Yeah.
Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick takes in a nomination.
Definitely get my vote.
For Best Picture. That is something that is pretty incredible.
It's also one of two I've seen on the entire list.
Which, honestly, two is probably more than you've seen in
That's
most
true.
Years.
Most of them are usually indie that haven't even come out yet.
Last year, I feel like the Oscar noms, I was like, oh, I don't think I saw one Best Picture. This year, I've seen 4 out of 10 for Best Picture. That's pretty good.
Have you seen Avatar?
I have seen Avatar, The Way of Water.
And how do you feel about it?
I overall thought it was a fine movie. It is...
The pro-Avatar and the anti-Avatar fighting is...
I'm not anti-Avatar. I like James Cameron. I like it. You know, it's a cartoon. I don't care what people say. It's like an animated movie. Like 95% of what you're watching is animation with Avatar.
Yeah.
And what
Just
I find...
kind of next level animation.
It's beautiful. But what I find is that I have a hard time. I think I've said this before.
Caring about the blue.
Caring about it because I feel like though I care about animated films, so I don't really know why. But I feel like the Na'vi, to me, I treat it similar to the Transformers.
Like they're not real.
Like it just doesn't connect with me as being real. Right. So if they're not humans and they're kind of animal creatures and the way they interact, that they're very tribal. It's an interesting, it's very much a political also commentary because it's about, you know, big government coming in and taking over indigenous lands. You know, that's really the story beyond the science fiction portion of it. And now in this movie, it's that they're building out these bases and they have to take out the leader, Earth is, because we're going to have to move everyone there because we've polluted the Earth.
So we're going to Mars.
Yes. So it's like we have to go populate and go, the humans are all going to move to Pandora, which they can't breathe in. And I don't really, there's a whole thing.
Why can't we breathe in?
It's a different planet.
Is it a different planet?
It's a different planet, yeah.
Or are they
7
like
years to get there.
Middle Earth.
No, it's a different planet. No, it's not at core of the Earth. No, that's a different movie. So yeah, Avatar, The Way of Water. Actually, I'm not that shocked because I think like James Cameron, I feel like if you put $200 million into a movie and it makes $2 billion, yeah, maybe you should get a nomination. All Quiet on the Western Front, I have not seen. The Banshees of Inisherin, have not seen, but heard it's good. Elvis, which saw I saw that. Everything Everywhere All
really cool.
at Once. The Fablemans, which I saw. Which
I want to watch that. I just haven't gotten
terrific.
To it yet.
Women Talking, Triangle, Sadness, and Tar. Haven't seen any of those. But the main one, Top Gun, Maverick. The most summer blockbuster of summer blockbusters.
Ever.
The most ridiculous of ridiculous in the sense of like, there's no sense of reality in this movie.
Just America,
other than it's just American patriotism. Going to fight a nameless bad guy.
Just they're in the all black with the red. With the little red.
Yeah.
Definitely Iran, but we didn't say that.
Right. We don't even say where they are in the world. It's just
wherever you got mountains and nuclear reactors, definitely Iran.
But to me, that actually says a ton that this movie got nominated for Best Picture. Because
it was the first. I think it was it the first one I saw back in. No, it was probably the second thing I saw back in theaters.
Yeah,
first adult movie I'd seen. When I say adult movie,
yes, I know what you mean. Movie not for children,
again, not dirty.
Yes, yeah, like a kids movie.
Yeah,
not a kids.
I think
movie.
I'd been to a couple of those in theaters since COVID.
Yeah,
this is the first one I went to. I went by myself. I mean, eventually I've seen it like I bought it already on.
Mm-hmm. TV, I've seen it a couple times, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like
it was universally praised.
It was
everyone
good.
Loved it.
It was just solid.
It's a solid blockbuster.
Yes,
but that doesn't usually look the
it,
Academy
it never rubbed me the wrong way about politics.
Yeah, the Academy doesn't do that though. They don't nominate a.
No, they don't usually care about that.
Those movies. So I think this is a move. After last year, honestly, having the Will Smith thing being the number one thing you remember, they got to get over that. And I think by nominating movies that were a little bit more mainstream, maybe you're going to have more people tune back in. Award shows are down in general because everyone watches them and is kind of grossed out by it.
Yeah.
And look, as someone who would be obviously very honored to win or be nominated by an Academy Award, I mean, who are we kidding? It has become where it feels so trivial in the sense of how the world is. I watch the Golden Globes somewhat because I feel like I need to stay up on what's going on in the industry. But there's part of you that goes, I'm kind of – there's
a lot of politics with this one too. They say even with the expansion of there's not enough diversity. Not enough, even though the lead movie with the most nominations is – I haven't seen it. I think that the director is Asian, I believe. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Do you know that movie?
Yeah. It's I haven't watched it.
This is a concept movie.
Everyone I know who said it's awesome.
Is it even out?
Yeah, it's available. And, you know, the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor went to the kid who was, you know, Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and he was in the Goonies. Yeah. And now he's like adult. I thought that was cool. That's cool to see him out there. I've heard it's amazing. I got burned because I was over the multiverse after Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and I was so angry after that movie that I couldn't take anything else with multiverses.
I don't know.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'll get so...
What's a multiverse?
A multiverse is a plot device to where nothing means anything, and that's what it is.
Oh, like when Thanos kills everyone, but not really?
Exactly. No, nothing. When things mean nothing, they then mean nothing.
Logan use nerd jargon. It's fun.
It makes me so mad. I don't know. People loved it, though. I don't want to take it away from them, but it's just, God. I don't like, and I there's no story.
I just don't know who the Joker is and who Batman is. I can't
right now,
it out.
There's so many.
There's so many Spider-Men.
That was the whole movie. I loved that one. That one opened the door to it, and maybe that was my fault for loving it so much. But
definitely going for Bridget Fraser.
Yeah. Though Elvis, I don't know, man.
No, but I'm just going for Bridget Fraser because
I love the comeback.
Encino Man.
I love the comeback of Bridget Fraser.
For Encino Man.
Encino Man, that
guy was also in, by the way, from the Goonies and Indiana Jones. He was in Encino Man, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that, but... It must have been not a huge role, or maybe I just don't remember. But
oh, because they showed them together.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes from the fact that you had Encino Man, you had Airheads, which is, I mean, one of the best movies ever made.
Taking over radio stations.
Love it so much with their cassette tapes. I mean, a movie that could not be made now and make any sense.
No.
They would just be like, pull up the stream. And they're like, no one listens to this radio station. It's just like, who's listening to rock radio?
Yeah, if your song was good, people would tune in online.
That movie would just be 2 minutes now. And George of the Jungle, and then obviously the Mummy movies, and then got kind of put in what they call movie jail, where he disappeared. You know, there's a lot of controversy. He called out the Hollywood Foreign Press
He didn't do anything wrong, did he?
No, he actually had wrongs done to him, and he called it out. He was one of those first people calling
money
some
issues.
Other
as
stuff
like
too.
A young actor,
and then even like with George of the Jungle, he said that they were how he had to keep himself in shape was like so incredibly unhealthy.
Oh.
To like the amount of dehydration, he was sending him to the hospital, and that these studios didn't really care.
Yeah,
and so he took.
I guess that's one thing if you're going for like the Matthew McConaughey role in like. What was that movie called? He got the Oscar for that.
Oh, Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah.
Knew you're going in for it. If you're going in for the Joker, you know you're going to have to look emancipated.
Yeah. Well, I think Philadelphia. He knew it was just the lack of care. A lot of that stuff has changed. And he would not go to the Golden Globes. He didn't go this year.
He didn't go this year.
He would not go because he had a problem with the Hollywood Foreign Press because they had something to do with it. I honestly don't know all the details.
That's interesting.
But if you want to go back to what the origin is, why he was not all of a sudden not in movies. It wasn't that, yeah, I mean, he may not have been.
So he said a couple of things that got canceled.
He got canceled, like, for the reasons that people get. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We now praise people for coming out.
It's the opposite now. Yeah. You know, he was saying stuff that needed to be said then, and Hollywood turned on him, allegedly. That's
and now he got a serious role. I haven't seen it yet, actually.
I haven't seen The Whale. It's only in a few theaters here. Also looks very dark, very serious. I'll eventually see it. He's in Doom Patrol, which I liked the first season a lot.
So for Best Lead Actor, you got the Elvis guy.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, that's a guy. You know Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting. He's nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, that movie's getting a lot of buzz with that.
Paul Mescal, I don't know, after Sun. Yeah.
You know what didn't get is that Babylon movie, which I feel like they were trying to really push on us, but I feel like they dropped that. But we don't have to talk about the Oscars too much. I just thought it was interesting.
I think that it's got to be Top Gun. Don't know that it will be.
It won't win.
But then Tom Cruise could come up and be wild.
I think what will win will be either Everything All at Once or will be The Fabelmans, maybe Elvis. I would personally vote for Elvis.
As the number one picture?
I thought it was the most innovative and most interesting movie visually. I thought the acting was incredible across the board.
Kind of stressed
Fablemans,
me out
I thought, was amazing.
I was stressed during Elvis.
Yeah.
Which I get is the point of that director.
That's what I'm saying. It had that whole
sweaty
feeling.
Feel.
Yeah.
Like you were sweating along with Elvis.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know what you mean.
You feel like you were like, the way it was shot, you were like, your eyes were also like, oh my God, overwhelmed.
Yeah. I was looking at original song to see if there's any fun kids ones. The issues we can get, there's no kids movies.
No Lyle.
Lyle didn't get nominated, no.
We've only Sophie made like said, to the first 30 minutes.
Sophie time. Said too realistic.
Yeah, like too off-putting.
Lady She's Gaga, like, a song from Top Gun got nominated, which I don't even remember.
There's a Lady Gaga song?
Hold My Hand, music and lyrics by Lady Gaga and Blood Pop.
Oh, you gotta love Blood Pop.
Yeah.
Like really, a blood blister.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of Blood Pop. I feel like that's what my kids would listen to. Uh-huh. I was trying to explain my kids Peter Frampton because we were going to see Peter Frampton. I was like, he makes the guitar talk with this tube. And they're watching it. And I feel like they were like, do you know the kind of music that we listen to? Like, it's in all of its effects. Like, there's no
guitar.
Every guitar talks. Like, I can do that. Here, watch. And all of a sudden, they're making it happen. Like, well, in 1973, it was awesome.
No, just looking at just the best act. We talked about best actor, best actress.
Yeah,
did I see any of these yet? No.
Elvis would probably be the one. Elvis, he's not nominated.
No, for the actress.
No, I hope
which we're still having. How long do you think they'll have that? Actor and actress.
Do they say actress? Or is it best it actor actress. And a female and actor? And
it says best role. Lead actress.
That's interesting.
They usually changed it back because didn't a couple years ago they changed it to best.
Unless
actor.
That was actor yeah, but it's a variety, so I'm guessing that's the actual
maybe. Yeah, a lot of people thought that. And I honestly am kind of leaning towards that I'm okay with it.
A universe. But this is too many people nominated.
You would have to nominate a lot more people if you were to give it the same representation. However, there's a lot of awards, man. We can cut down the amount of awards. And you don't have to gender it. Maybe it's one of those few things I don't care about it being gendered. Who's the best actor? Who's the best performance? Period.
But you could maybe create another title for that. That'll be like the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah, like they feel like they do that at the MTV Awards. Or sometimes
still not
it's
a
like
a lot of ton, well, like not a ton picture. Of movies where the female is the lead.
Will's like, he's about to say something to me.
We're having discussions about actor actress over here.
Yeah. There's not a ton of movies where the female is the lead, still. The main lead 100%? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think they exist, but
some of that there's more like the honestly, I feel like there's more like the comic book worlds than there are like the
The Disney movies certainly have that more. I would say Disney, meaning even Marvel.
Did Kanto get nominated?
I think it was last year it got nominated. No.
So what was the next?
You want to know animated? Because that's you may have seen some of those.
Actually,
I don't think you've seen any of the animated films that got nominated.
Really?
Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. I don't think you're watching that with the
kids.
I don't
like Pinocchio from the beginning. I had to walk out of the original.
I remember.
You don't. You weren't there.
I just have a fake memory of you walking out in my head.
It was. Something not right.
I've never seen The Sea Beast. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. So you've seen that one?
Yeah, that is on nonstop right now in our house.
So maybe
it's
not.
It's funny.
She'll be cheering for that to win.
It's cool. It looks good.
Controversial, Turning Red. The most controversial Pixar.
I don't think Puss in Boots is controversial. It's just a
No.
Sword Buckler.
And then Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, which I don't even think of as an animated movie, and I think it's debatably not an animated movie.
What's that?
It's Marcel the Shell. Remember, it was a viral video, and they made a movie of it.
You were talking about that.
Yeah, I love this movie, but I think it's more puppets and stuff.
Aren't so in like real world spaces?
Yeah. I think they got through with some kind of technicality here. I'm happy for the Marcel people, but that ain't not an animated movie. He got an animated mouth.
The Sea Beast.
He does have an I didn't see The Sea Beast. It's not enough animated. There's not enough of these. All right, hey. Speaking of Sea Beast, that may be how you feel right now in your home because your stomach is rumbling because, I don't know, your kids are spreading all the germs like my kids are right now. It's Germ City. Look, raise your hand if your kids have been sick in the last week. Like everybody in here with kids is raising their hands. Will didn't raise his hands. His wife is sick, though, right now. So, and my kids have been up and down. So you're going to have to deal with the fact that you're going to be hit with a lot of things. Maybe you need to take some Defender Immunity Boost. Maybe it's for you. And you can do that by visiting our friends at Centurion Labs. Go to centurionlabs.com, use that promo code bros, and you're going to get 20%. centurionlabs.com/bros. And then you're going to put in the promo code bros. You're going to get 20% off your first order. When you visit their website, look at all the great products they have, not just that Defender Immunity Boost. They also have nighttime medication. They have cough medication. A lot of great things made in America, right in the state of Alabama. Great state of Alabama.
Yeah.
probably state I've spent the third most time in my life is probably the state of Alabama.
No explanation.
Well, my wife is from Alabama.
There you go.
There's my explanation.
I mean, without explaining, it's kind of like, part were you, a Nazi scientist?
Oh, well, that's the new Indiana Jones movie. It's all about the Von Brauns.
In Huntsville?
In Huntsville. I think that's the story.
So Indiana Jones.
Which I feel like the people in Huntsville.
Walking around Alabama?
Yeah, I feel like the people in Huntsville are going to be not thrilled because I feel like that's part of their history. They're like, we talk about it. We make everything about him. We don't talk about that part at the very beginning where he was a Nazi. Moving on. Because I don't know if they want this in the ad read. We're still in the middle of the ad read for Centurion Labs. Go check them out. If you have a cough, sore throat, or runny nose, then you can check out their Ninja Cough products. And they've been our friends. We love working with them. CenturionLabs.com. I want to go down to the lab. /bros. Use the promo code bros. Yeah. Next time I'm in Alabama, I'll be like, hey, let me see what y'all are composting.
You know, I don't know if it's compounded. Specifically, you guys can look it up. Because I really don't know what he looks like, honestly. Did he have a face scar?
Von Braun?
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about.
A lot of these. So, for interesting. That was a tell with a lot of the Nazis that we brought over, the scientists, is that when they were in the military, like most of them were World War One, you know, because they were older by the time they were like scientists, but they were military guys. And sword fighting, like some kind, like fencing, but like actually stabbing each other was popular. And you would get a. If you got, like, cut in your face...
I don't see any face scars.
They would stuff it with, like, horse hair because you actually wanted to insinuate the scar. So if you look at a lot of Nazis, they all have, like, scars around their, like, cheek.
Yeah.
That was from, like, World War One fighting at, like, your... It was part of the training. It had nothing to do with actually being a Nazi. It was that you were in the military probably
in Germany. Yeah.
But it was interesting because that was also, like, a tell. You could also then, like, basically determine these Germans who came to America post... World War II.
I mean, looking at this guy, he was pretty German looking. I mean, he was pretty...
I don't think they were really hiding this.
He was looking...
His name is Werner von Braun.
Yeah, I mean, here he is with Walt Disney. Here he is with a lot of other people.
Henry Ford.
JFK. He looked like Christoph Waltz. I mean, he has that look. I mean, yeah. They all kind of have that.
Yeah, not, you know.
Just, yeah.
Mean.
Just, yeah, he didn't look that mean.
But scary? He had no choice really to be here.
But he looks, I mean, yeah, look, I mean,
we
him.
Took him and said,
you better become one of our NASA scientists. And as we go to Huntsville, Alabama, everything is named after the Von Braun, Werner Von Braun. Like, there was a wrestling show this weekend at the Von Braun Center. And it's all that. And apparently, they haven't said that's what the new Indiana Jones movie is about. But that's the story that they're talking about, at least.
Ford is going through Alabama.
I don't know about Alabama, but it's about the Nazis. Harrison Ford has to now work with, you know, he obviously in the original movie was. Taking out the Nazis. Now they're trying to have him work with the Nazis, I think.
He probably doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that. Old man gets cranky. Let me see what happened.
Yeah, but he
Indiana Jones and the old man gets cranky. Yeah, but then he's like time traveling or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you see it, he gets young in the movie, in the trailer. He looks just like young Indiana Jones.
Is it a different actor?
No, they've done all this
de-aging. Are they doing that de-aging?
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty legit.
You know, like, it's not really believable at this point.
It's still, yeah, of the trailers.
Like, I can believe The Rock could bust through a door.
Yeah.
Still. You know, like, take it. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Reynolds is still, like, young enough looking
well,
to, like,
be in a like, bonus. Not that old.
But, you know, but I'm saying, like, you get to, like, 85. Well, also,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference between.
You take a punch and you're in big trouble.
Well, a 50-year-old Rock who's just 50. And then.
Is he 50?
He's 50. Yeah. He's just been famous almost our whole life.
Yeah.
You know, he's just been around. You know, there was talk of him coming back at WrestleMania, but apparently he is maybe not up for it. So we'll see.
Too busy.
I think he may appear, but he may not do like a match.
I
don't know. We'll see.
It'd be interesting to see if
his XFL is about to start.
Do you think Do you think the Pence thing is going to be a story next week? Do you think it's going to all go away?
What story? The Pence?
Like, do you think all of this will be a thing, or do you think it's going to quiet down?
Documents?
Are we talking about? Everybody's going to say.
We're back to documents.
Blah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this undercuts everything. Because, right, people may not like Mike Pence, and I'm sure right now in the comments they don't. I don't think a lot of people think of him as a
evil
person
dude.
With stealing documents and conniving. They may not like the decisions he made, but he's a pretty, like, comes off a fairly trustworthy guy in terms of. Or sincere guy, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? We'll be back in a couple days, or maybe tomorrow.
See who's who's got documents, where they got documents. Everybody's got it in the house.
Looking at all the hashtags, what's going on right now? A lot of Cheney hashtags, a lot of Lindsey like hashtags. What?
Like, what does Dick Cheney have?
Yeah.
Everything.
Jimmy Carter. People said, should we go raid Jimmy Carter's house? Should we raid?
Don't mess with him. Just let him go.
I don't know that Jimmy Carter ever looked at the classified documents.
No. It was even like. No.
I don't know. There were documents.
I mean, we were like Ron Connor. I mean, it was all public.
George W. Bush. I haven't looked at his.
Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting stuff there. But, you know, all that waterboarding, all that stuff came out. All those memos were made public in court.
Mark Levin put, what are at the homes of Obama, Bush, and Clinton, Cheney, Gore, and Barr, and Holder?
I guarantee
you. He goes, we might run out of lawyers to be special counsels.
That's true, and nothing. I will tell you, Obama, Bush, because they come from a much bigger machine around them.
And they have their library.
Just look at their people compared to some of the. Listen, Trump was going to have that issue because he was not inside the politics at all. And then, of course, Biden is just kind of old. It seems like other people are running things, like it or not. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to him. Be mean if you want. But, you know, he's got a lot of family members, a lot of issues going on. His staff is half his age, even like his senior staff. Those guys, like, have big libraries that the National Archives runs the documents. So they can't really – I mean, unless they had him at their house for some, like everything got put into a National Archives facility. So when people go after Obama, I will say this. You really can't, unless it was like at his Martha's Vineyard house, because everything is at a National Archives facility in Chicago while his library is being built. So he doesn't actually he doesn't run that facility. He could request things from it, certainly, and they could.
So he did maybe the smart thing.
Long term, yes. Yeah. Probably Trump. He didn't have time to set that up.
I mean, it was weeks.
Yeah.
A year.
But, I mean, still, he came out of his controversy. He's been under all these other investigations. He has not had time to go through that normal process. Also, since Bush, even Obama is looking at doing it somewhat differently. Like, Clinton has a Clinton library, but there's a partnership there with National Archives. It's not all –
Yeah. What libraries have you been to? Not like the local public library. I mean,
none.
Like, even none of the presidential ones? I've been to Nixon's and Reagan's, I think. No.
I haven't been to Reagan's.
I've been to Nixon's.
Never went to the Carter Center. We grew up in Atlanta.
Oh, I went to the Carter Center. Field trip.
I probably did go there, actually.
Saw the little oval.
Yeah. That's probably a place what I went to. But I was
I've been to the Carter one and Nixon. So two presidents that are well-loved.
Nixon is probably more loved.
Nixon's is fun because it's got just a lot of stuff, bowling stuff, all of his sort of weird.
He was cool.
He was cool, even if
he was very Trumpish.
Yeah, and they have the helicopter. Like they have a lot of those things out there.
Reagan's looks awesome.
I think I may have just gone to the gift shop at the Nixon one. I don't even think I went in. I went to the gift shop, and then all the vehicles are outside. I think my wife and I were like, do we want to spend $50 to go to see Nixon's library? It's in a beautiful area of California, though.
Yeah. And you got up with the Reagan library. It looks awesome. I just haven't been out there.
Yeah. You been to the George W. Bush one?
I have, yeah. It's on SMU's campus Dallas.
That's pretty new.
SMU right? stands
well, the Bush
for
Center opened
Southern Methodist University.
Like a decade ago?
Did he go there?
Just probably about a decade ago.
I haven't gone down. I'm part of the Bush Cheney Alumni Association.
Because you work.
Not part of the Illuminati, but it's the Bush Cheney Alumni Association.
Bush Cheney Illuminati Foundation.
Yeah. And there's a lot of it. I just haven't gone down because honestly, it kind of went to the Trump world. And a lot of that world is.
You ever gotten a text and been like, you want to join the Illuminati?
And like, what would you do?
I've gotten them a few times. They're from like scammers, and usually I'm like, tell me more.
Or like that cool club out in San Francisco, Bohemian Grove. Uh-huh. Would you say cool?
I don't know if you should say cool. The Build-A-Bear Workshop, what's the one?
But would you Build-A-Bear?
Bilderberg? Bilderberg. Yeah.
But like if you got an invitation to Bohemian Grove, would you really say no?
I'd at least hear what they had to say.
I mean, just – there's kind of interesting people there. I mean, like
if John Kerry said –
sit down for the welcome packet.
John Kerry – said, you know, he and the members of the what is it called? The
he kind of made that comment.
What was it?
Oh, the Davos.
Davos. Yeah, he's like, we are the extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Who are hand selected by a special being. You're like, ugh.
Well, that's
now?
I don't know if Bohemian Grove is like. I don't know.
Is it a restaurant? Sounds like a restaurant.
No, it's in the woods outside of like San Francisco. Huh,
beautiful area.
All men. An owl that's worshipped.
Oh, you worship an owl?
A giant carved tree owl.
I mean, You're making it more appealing.
Yeah, no,
less appealing. I mean, you're like
all in.
Yeah,
get a good time.
Have a good time. Worship an owl.
You get to be with some former presidents.
Yeah,
you bow down to an owl that's on fire. It's kind of like Peter movie.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that though. Now, yeah, you're starting to lose me with the on fire things outside.
It's just
burning.
Like a fraternity. It's the kind of thing. Really, that's what they are. I mean, fraternities, everybody, you're not supposed to disclose any of your rituals, but anybody that's in one has been through
some. Oh, man, I'm looking at these pictures. Reagan,
weird
Nixon,
rituals.
All hanging. They have an address. You can just Google it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff, it's tough for them to keep secret now because drones.
Well, you know, like the Friends of Abe, which was a secret society in Hollywood for conservatives, they've had to disband. And that was actually Jeremy Boring from the Daily Wire.
They got two note.
Yes, and became a... they had problems with their 501c3 status. But Jeremy Boring from the Daily Wire, you know, he was one of the originators. Him and Kelsey Grammer and Gary Sinise.
What was he doing then? Was he a producer?
Hollywood. Yeah, he was a Hollywood guy.
Anything we know?
I don't know.
We're just like a lot of...
I think he was just kind of around.
Yeah.
Did you know Steven Crowder was on Arthur, by the way?
What?
He was one of the voices of Arthur.
In what year?
I forgot that.
Was he a child
actor? Yeah, he brought it up in the interview he did with... Who was the...
As a kid?
In the real life... person, what's I don't remember the guy's name.
Tim Pool.
In it, he's like, you know, that was back when I was a bear who was a best friend with an aardvark.
Wait, was he a kid actor?
He was a kid actor when he was 13, and he was on Arthur. And I found all these clips, and it's him before his voice changes, and it's him, but clearly him. I mean, interesting. Admits it. It's just like
kid actor.
I know. That's where the whole thing. You're like, oh,
they're pros at what they do,
right? You've been at it for a long time.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, talk about it. Also, I mean, he was on PBS.
Like who's the real big con now?
Well, he kind of talks about
that's true. Whoa. Talk about liberal.
Yeah.
Talk about ideologies.
They said it was just a job.
Just a job. Just a job. Well, I'm sure we've lost everyone where I said I would take the invite to Bohemian Grove, but it just looks interesting. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I would embrace all of it.
So
like if the Illuminati said come by, would you come by?
Sorry, I was reading all these
things. Be too scared to go.
I mean, I don't think they just say, hey, we're the Illuminati.
But you know what I'm saying. If you got invited to like a Bilderberg thing, what do you like? You could always double agent it.
Well, if I say this, I'm never going to get the invite if I say this.
I don't know. Sometimes they like people who are downplaying it mm-hmm. and also upplaying it.
Yeah, like Jay-Z. Like he puts the thing on the album cover. So you go, of course.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's definitely a mix of all of that.
Toby Mac has a whole rap where he chants Illuminati. I love you, Toby. But nobody thought that was weird. No one called him out.
Really?
Yeah, he had to put a statement out being like, I just meant like illuminate for God. But it's like, I-L-L-U. It's like a chant. Like, this is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the music. We've now gotten to point that Toby Mac is in the Illuminati, so.
You can if you start making those connections, then it's...
Yeah. I like Toby's a nice guy, but that's is right. He part... People, there may be good people on both sides of the Illuminati.
Well, it's probably broad enough where there's people that you like that are. Like, if you like Reagan, if you like... Those guys were Bohemian Grove guys. Nixon mm-hmm. was a big Bohemian Grove guy. Basically, that whole California Republican world. Mm-hmm. That's different because that's more international.
Yeah.
These were American leaders. So it's a little bit more... I feel like it was just like influential American guys having meetings and kind of... That's how you get past the Republican.
You know, why didn't we lead with this? This is what the people on Rumble would have actually liked us to talk about.
Go
good Lord.
I think there's documentaries on Rumble on it. Did you not even know about it? Now you can start that rabbit hole.
Rumble, free speech, everything.
This is a great rabbit hole for me.
I thought about a documentary. I've been wanting to make some new documentaries, so maybe there's something we could kick out.
Yeah, you think like all these conservative guys in a place called Bohemian.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of it like that.
There's a lot of them walking around naked.
I'm not comfortable with that.
You're in the trees? It's just busy.
I'm comfortable with other people being naked. I don't want to be naked.
Well, there's no cameras.
I just still don't. It's not the cameras. I just... One, it's the woods in Northern California. Like, God.
I think it's only seasonal.
Watch out for Ewoks.
You only go, like, once a year.
Yeah. Okay. So, retreat.
Kind of, yes.
I've been invited to men's retreats like that. And usually I'm like, not for me.
Yeah, I don't think Tebow's at this one.
No, Tebow's not there crying. Man, I watch some of those Tebow things, and I'm crying. I'm like, Tebow's making me cry. Tebow's actually gotten just swole. The dude is huge. He's gotten bigger than he's ever been. Like, he's going to kill you. You're a pro wrestler, Tebow, now. All right, let's wrap it up. We'll see you next time on the Secular Brothers Podcast. Like, subscribe, review, tell your friends. tell your family, call your parents, call your grandparents, tell your grandkids. I don't know. We need more people listening. We'd love to have you. Support our sponsors. Thank you. Good night.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.